It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you win, you manifested it. Fantastic. If you lose, you would have spent so much time imagining it that you're really going to want it. And because you're really going to want it, in your mind, you're going to be more motivated to work hard than ever before. Most of you do not use your mind for what it's for. You've forgotten how to imagine things. But you cannot close your eyes and vividly imagine. You can't give yourself goosebumps. You can't evoke an emotion in yourself anymore. This is an age-old skill that humans had very recently up till social media. You should be able to close your mind and imagine the life you want to live so viscerally, so to the point where you can taste it, so that this reality, the one outside of your mind, feels like nothing but a prelude, a ramp, which allows you to get where you want to go. The mind is that powerful. If you ask any champion of anything, they always envision themselves as champion all of the time. And the reason they do that is one, so they feel confident, but two, so that if they don't become champion, they're more angry and more motivated for the next attempt to ensure that they do become champion. So that's the mentality and the mindset you have to have. Your mind is your number one ally in all things. A lot of you have been sabotaged internally by your own mind. Your own psyche is working against you. When you have negative thoughts that prevent you from being the best version of yourself, you should understand that your mind is attempting to betray you, and you should feel disgust because you have enough enemies. There are enough people in that opposing trench trying to destroy you. If you're watching this and listening to this right now, I promise you, if I were to give a button to most humans on this planet, if I were to go up to an average man, 25-year-old man of average income anywhere in the world and say, if you press this button, this guy's gonna die. And I'll show a picture of you holding your dog, cuddling, being a nice little boy, whatever you're doing. I'll make you look sweet and innocent. I'll say, if you press this button, this guy dies, but you get $100 million. You do understand that 99.9% of people will press that button, right? And they'll take that $100 million without remorse. They won't really think about you very much. And if they do, they'll distract themselves with a Lamborghini and with bitches. That's it. They won't care about you. There's enough people in the opposing trench who are prepared to destroy you for self-interest that the idea of you not having every single part of you on your own side is truthfully sad. You need to be in a better position than that. You cannot allow your own mind to betray you ever. It has to be 100% on side all of the time. Once your mind is on side, once every part of your psyche is on your team, that's when you can go and look for other teammates. You can expand your network of other people whose psyche is all 100% on their side, and you have a unified outlook on the world. Then you can go and get things done. But the idea of self-betrayal is something most of you are struggling with and you didn't even realize. So as a thought experiment, we're going to sit here and I want you to actually think about it. How many times have you doubted yourself? How many times have you didn't feel like doing something you knew you were supposed to do? How many times has your mind tricked you into procrastination or being lazy? How many times has your mind convinced you that it was okay to fail and lose even though you didn't try your best? How many times have you sought comfort in excuses? How many times have you betrayed yourself? Don't worry about your enemies attempting to crush you. That's another conversation. If you actually analyze most of your failures, you're going to see the majority of them come from self-sabotage. And once you're in a position like me where you never betray yourself, where your mind never lets you down, ever. My mind knew exactly what I had to do. I did not miss a single day's training. I did not lose my mind. I did not go mental. I did not have a breakdown. I acted exactly as I was supposed to act. I was fully professional in all things. I got as much work done as I could possibly do. I was extremely productive. I used the experience for what it was. My mind never betrayed me. If you listen and look back on most of your failures, you're going to see that it was your own mind that betrayed you. It wasn't your enemies that tricked you. It wasn't your enemies that outmaneuvered you or outsmarted you. Most of you are not yet at high enough echelon to even have enemies of caliber. You were simply self-betraying. And until you identify that pattern and get yourself in the habit of ensuring that is impossible, then you're always going to lose against people who fully believe in themselves. You know, one of the things that stupid people have that makes stupid people quite successful sometimes is irrational self-belief. And the smarter you are, sometimes the harder it is to irrationally believe in yourself. But if you're dumb enough, you can be arrogant enough to have this irrational self-belief, and you will see some people be very successful, and you say, how is this idiot successful? Because they're so stupid that they don't consider the idea of failure. Their mind isn't advanced enough. They are not cognitive enough to consider betraying their own being. They only see outsides. They don't self-reflect. If you're intelligent enough to self-reflect, you need to do it so that you can come up with feedback so that you can constantly improve, but be very aware of the trouble that can come from a mind that's not 100% on your side. My mind is 100% on my side in all ways. If I have to do something difficult, even if my body can't do it, my mind believes I can do it all the time. And you'd be amazed how much of life, even in the physical realm, is mental. If you believe you can run a marathon, you can run a marathon. If you don't believe you can run a marathon, you can't run a marathon. Because a marathon is hard. And by believing in it, by truly believing you can do it, then you will your body to a different level than if you don't believe you can do it. It's the same with absolutely all things, including making money, including the gym, including dealing with mental struggle. Anxiety is self-betrayal. Panic is self-betrayal. Procrastination is self-betrayal. Laziness is self-betrayal. Lacking motivation is self-betrayal. All of these things are self-betrayal. Most of you, your largest enemy on the planet today is yourself. You are the one who is destroying your own prospects because you don't have your own mind under control. And one of the things that's crazy about the world is your mind is one of the few things you can control. You can't control very much else. You can only control your mind. It's the only thing you have control over. So if you don't control it absolutely, you're going through life with no control over anything. You don't control your own mind, which means by extension, you do not control your life. You do not control your woman. You do not control the weather. You don't control nothing. You're just an empty vessel going through life with zero control over anything. You can control, once your mind's in check, your reaction and attitude to things. When you're in the trenches, there's people who give up, there's people who quit, there's people who sow FUD, there's people who feel sorry for themselves, there's people who want an easy way out, and there's other people who say, listen, this is a test, and the only way we're gonna get this done is to be irrationally positive all of the time.
He's like, well, what can I do about the price of Bitcoin?
Perhaps nothing. But the universe may reward you karmically if you at least try to do something positive. Go for a walk, go for a run, burn some calories. Why don't you go down to the nearest grocery store and buy the old lady's groceries? How about that? You're unhappy that Bitcoin's gone down. Fine. What I recommend you do, although you may not understand this because you don't see them as linked, but karmically, all things are linked inside of this universe. Go down to the local grocery store and buy some groceries for an old lady. That's what you should do to fix the Bitcoin price. Now, will that genuinely affect the Bitcoin price? I don't know. It's amazing how this world works. Perhaps in some strange version of events, that slight delay in her thanking you and her getting in the car ends up leading to an increase in the Bitcoin price. But even if it doesn't, Perhaps you'll learn something about not being so attached to money. Perhaps you'll feel grateful and understand you have a lot more spare money than you thought in the first place. Perhaps your attitude to the world will change, which will allow you to be more open-minded so that you can approach opportunities in a different way so that you make more money later on. Karmically, it's impossible for us to tangibly link how that positive action will lead into something else positive in your life later on. We just have to have faith that it will, because it will. So when I said this to this guy, he's like, LOL. That's his reply. He replied, LOL, when I said he should go buy groceries for somebody. And he doesn't understand the world. And I thought, well, why don't I go speak to thousands of people and talk positive then? Not to save him, but just to put my money where my mouth is. Just to prove that you can just do something good. And if you just do something good, it is better than doing nothing. Rain dances work. If you need it to rain, you shouldn't sit and pray. You shouldn't sit and hope. You shouldn't sit and complain that it's not raining. You shouldn't sit and wait. You should rain dance. Does a rain dance make clouds appear? No, but you should take action. Perhaps your rain dance, although it will not make clouds appear, will be viewed by a tribe high on the mountain far away.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And they'll look down seeing you rain dance and realize that you need water. And then maybe providence and luck will have this tribesman appear with big barrels of water saying, we think you might need water and we have some spare. If you didn't rain dance, they wouldn't know. They just see you sitting around being a mopey dipshit, crying his eyes out. That's why it's so important to take action in all things. Action solves all. Raw action is the answer. Raw action solves all. It is a mindset. So this dipshit complaining about this crypto price, he's not prepared to rain dance. He's not prepared to help a granny with her groceries. He's not prepared to do anything. God does not reward men that way. God rewards men who attack the world. You have to go and get things. You have to show that you deserve them. Even in mating, men go get the woman. Men go get money. Men go take land. Men go. We go and happen to the world. The world doesn't happen to us. What did we say earlier about if you try your absolute best, you can always find the W even in the L? I tried my absolute best. So I win. Raw action solves all. If you had that kind of attitude, you wouldn't be looking at a crypto price and sitting there praying and hoping like a dork. You'd be doing something about it. Oh, I need your help. Do you? I don't even see you trying. And that's how God views things. That's how, in fact, most wealthy people view things. I haven't seen you do anything that warrants me giving you a second of my help. People feel like rich people are horrible because we don't help the normies. Even if you try and help normies, most of them are beyond help because they are self-sabotaging and lazy. You have to at least show to the people who are important in the world that you're not those things in the beginning if you ever want to be taken seriously, at least. That's one of the first things you can do. But I want to see that you give a shit. I only want to give money to people who know how to rain dance. I only want to give money to people who sit and believe that the rain dance is the answer. I like rain dancers. I like people who sit and say, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do something. I don't know what to do, so I'm going to just do something positive. I don't know how to make Bitcoin go up. I'm going to buy an old lady groceries. I don't know what to do, but inaction in and of itself is an action. And men of honor do not allow the universe to decide for them. They decide their fate. And you decide your fate with hard work and vigor in all things. In fact, I would argue that a lot of you probably heard about Bitcoin in 2007 or 2009 or 2011, whenever. But you were so uninterested in your doing your due diligence, so uninterested in being proactive, that you just ignored it. You probably don't even remember being told about it because you didn't give a shit. Yeah. And then you have the gall and audacity to sit here and say, if someone told me about Bitcoin back then, I'd be rich. No, you wouldn't. If you're the kind of person who would have got rich from Bitcoin back then, you're the kind of person who can get rich right now by taking action, by paying attention. If you're refusing to do the right things now, you would have never done the right things. And retrospectively identifying your failures and identifying how many right things you've missed out on is actually a form of hard cope. Oh no, I just don't have the chances. You've had chances and wasted them. And you have another chance right now to do your rain dance. You have a chance. You're sitting here right now during a chance. You have a chance from God because you're breathing. You have a chance right now to get things done. Now you can retrospectively look back on this period of time and go, oh yeah, I was young and energetic, but I wasted it. But if someone had just told me to try hard at this, I would have been, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you about Bitcoin in 2009, but you're not gonna do anything. It's almost impressive how difficult it is to make the average person move. The average person is a statue getting shit on by the pigeons, and they'd rather just sit there covered in shit then move. It's very hard to inspire people to take initiative to save themselves. It's incredible. Why? When they know that it's gonna work. Some people are just born to lose. These are people who are betrayed by their own mind and can't be influenced even from the external because their own mind betrays them. There's a devil on their shoulder constantly holding them back. When you watch old kung fu movies and you see a master and he has chi, I totally understand the danger of a man with endless chi, endless internal power that he can convert into anything he wants it to be, whether it be mental fortitude at the time, physical fortitude, whether he can exert it as an attack. Chi is a super real thing, and it's self-generated. It is a decision. I want you to understand how my mind works. My core principle is endless work. Endless attack, that is how you win in the end. You never give up and you endlessly persevere. It's hard to destroy the man who endlessly perseveres. Perseverance is the key. It is very easy to accept an L when you've tried your best. It's easy. The reason I don't like that saying, well, as long as you tried your best, is because most people don't try their best. If you do try your best, it's very rare you fail. In fact, it's nearly impossible. People say, it's okay to lose if you try your best. The secret to the universe is, if you try your best, you hardly ever lose. It takes some freak accident or the will of God to ensure that you don't pull it off if you actually try your best. And on the few scenarios that's happened in my life, I'm happy to take the L because I can say, I couldn't have tried any harder. I've done my absolute best. I know I did my best. I can't try any harder. God knows more than me, and he decided that things have to be slightly different right now. That's fine. It's easy to take the L if you try your best. So if you try your best, you never feel the bitter sting of regret. You never feel the dark rankness. You never taste failure. It's never in your mouth. It's never lucid. It's never tangible. Because you approached the scenario with absolute vigor. And truthfully, effort is a muscle, like everything else. The more you exercise it, the better it becomes. So even if you try for 100% for something and fail, you've exercised your effort muscle, which means you haven't failed because you've learned something and become better at giving effort to things. You've become better at being concentrated on a task. So it's nearly impossible to fail in these scenarios. A lot of sayings are overused, never a failure, always a lesson. And that's what's annoying about it, because it's true, but it's rarely applicable. You guys will say it's never a failure, it's always a lesson, when you didn't even try. That's wrong. That's a failure. But if you absolutely try your best, then it is a lesson, and there are benefits. right? It's like going for a PB in the gym. You may not get the PB, but your muscles get stronger because you tried so hard. That's how every single task should be approached. I'm trying to lift as much as possible. Perhaps I failed, but because I tried so hard and I strained so hard, my muscles ache and I got stronger anyway. Meaning I did not fail at the task of becoming stronger. There were tangible benefits to my effort in and of itself. Making things happen is the masculine essence to how you should approach the world. Work harder than ever before to be monumentally rewarded more than ever before. It's also about pleasing the universe and showing that you are prepared to put your concentrated calories, the calories you consume, you're prepared to put them into something. You're only going to be rewarded if you differentiate yourself from the crowd via effort. A lot of people don't know how to try anymore, but we are not like that. We know better. We know how to try. That's why we always endlessly win. You should feel genuinely worried about wasting a single second because you can't let the winners keep dunking on you. I've spoken at length about how the world is getting harder and harder. This is true. This is easy to observe. Everybody knows it. There are people out there in the world who are going to try hard to change that dynamic because they don't believe they can ever be rich. There are people who are going to sit and say, I don't want the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer because I'm poor. And there's other people who sit and say, I like it this way. I like this challenge. I like that the game is rigged because now if I get rich, I get richer. That's how rich people think. Winners think, I have no problem with the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer because I'm going to be one of the rich ones. Losers think, no, we need to spread it all out. If you accept the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer, then you need to be prepared to do whatever it takes to win the game. Just like a video game, the harder the level, the greater the difficulty, the larger the high score at the end. I mean, you should try every day anyway, but let's assume you're the kind of person who can't try every day because you don't have that grit and consistency. If you're not going to pull your finger out now and finally try in these few days, when are you going to try? When are better chances going to come? Because they're actually right in front of you. This is a huge, important period in your life when it comes to your success and your finances. If you're not going to try now, when are you going to try?
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.